Let's Talk Sport with Brent Costello from Win TV. Hello.
Hi, Darren. How are you?
Oh, very well. Thank you. Let's get straight into it with the cricket. So the the T20 International last night, an amazing last over by Indian all-rounder Hardik Pandya.
Yeah, geez, it was something special. Oh. That particular last six to bring up the win, it went into orbit. Probably touched the International Space Station, went that high in the air. It was unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. And a great chase, wasn't it, to chase down that amount of runs, 195. Pretty impressive. So they've won the series now, won the first couple of games, one to go on Tuesday. Big news out of last night, though, was another Tasmanian-Australian crew captain.
Yeah.
It was good, Matty Wade, stepping up for Aaron Finch. So I think he's the 11th T20 captain for Australia. So a nice little note to put in his book once he's retired that he captained Australia.
Yep, and got runs too, so a good game.
Exactly, yeah, very nice.
Yep.
Good to see the opening partnership was Short and Wade too, the Hurricanes.
Yeah.
Opening partnership playing for Australia, really cool.
Yeah, well, let's stay on that now, and the BBL actually starts Thursday at Belrive.
Yeah, it does, can't wait for it. Most of the teams are here in Tassie now, I think, that are hubbing here, so they've had a few practice games, I think, around the place over the weekend. So yeah, it's really exciting now. As we know, it's cricket frenzy. Probably I think 10 games in about 10 days. I think there's a couple in January, obviously. So maybe not quite 10, but yeah, it's really exciting. And Hurricanes to open the season, the 10th edition of the BBL too, which is really exciting.
Yeah. Now there's an Australia A game in progress at the moment. Australia A playing India A. So a lot of eyes will be on Joe Burns and Will Pekoski when they bat today.
Yeah, absolutely. India 8 for 237 at stumps, which after day one. The bowlers for Australia, we saw James Pattinson with 3 wickets, Michael Nisa with 2, our own Jackson Bird jagged a wicket, 1 for 19. His figure, 1 for 34. His figure's off 19 overs, and Travis Head a couple of wickets for him as well. So you're right though, all the eyes will be on the batting, won't they, to see how Burns and Pekoski goes. Pekoski, if he gets the big score and Burns doesn't, it's going to be interesting, I reckon.
Yeah, and don't be surprised if James Pattinson doesn't play the first test either, I reckon.
Who for?
Hey?
Who's he come in for?
Well, I think he might come in for Mitchell Starc.
Yeah, if he's on that personal leave still, that's a very good call.
Mm. All right, let's leave the cricket there and go to WNBL. What's going on there?
Yeah, plenty going on. We've got Southside still at the top of the table in the competition. They've won 9 games, only dropped the 2 at the moment, so they're in outright first on the ladder. We had a couple of games, or a lot of games yesterday, actually. Sydney Flames defeated the Spirit. They haven't won a game yet, the Spirit, 62-54. Southside defeated the Boomers, 94-79. The Capitals went down to Townsville. Shana Thompson's team, of course, 84-71. And also the Adelaide Lightning and the Lynx went head-to-head in a thriller. The Lynx got the job done by 2 points. A couple of games coming up tomorrow night, a doubleheader. Adelaide Lightning taking on the Boomers and the Lynx up against the Sydney Uni Flames.
Very good. AFL draft this week. A couple of Tasmanians we should be hoping on getting a start.
Yeah, look, it's a fascinating old draft this year, obviously with the list cutting and COVID. Speaking to Cameron Joyce from AFL Tasmania the other day, he reckons there might only be 50 picks in both drafts,
right.
The national draft and the pre-season rookie draft. So it's going to be really tough to get on a list this year. It's always tough regardless, but normally you have about 80-odd picks in the draft.
Yeah.
Once you take all the father sons and the academy players out, it's pretty slim. So we've probably got about 4 players in the mix that could go. We spoke to Kevin Sheehan, the national talent manager, on our radio show here in Hobart on the weekend, and he basically said that they're pretty even. There's not really one player that's ahead of the others. So that the blokes I'm talking about, Holly Davis from Clarence, a couple of boys from North Hobart, and Patrick Walker and Sam Collins and Jackson Callow from North Launceston. So I reckon we'll be lucky to get more than 2, but I think 2 would be a good result. As I say, it's going to be pretty tough to get picked up this year.
Yeah. All right, let's finish with David Foster. Sporting Hall of Fame inductee on the weekend, well-deserved, should have been a long time ago. I mean, he's certainly Australia's greatest ever axeman, and there's fair call to say he's the world's greatest woodchopper ever.
Oh, look, where do you start with a bloke like David Foster? He's done it all, hasn't he? He's just incredible. thoroughly deserves this. So I'm glad that they've picked him. Obviously, yeah, he's got the runs on the board, hasn't he? All his achievements. And wood chopping is probably something that is often forgotten about when you're comparing it to cricket and footy and things like that. So for him to get this nod, I think is absolutely outstanding. World titles, more than you can poke a stick at. All the stuff he's done away from wood chopping as well. He's got an Order of Australia, charitable work. Yeah, done it all, David Foster. Just a great Tasmanian, thoroughly deserved.
Yeah, living a life, that's for sure. Good on you, mate. Thanks for that, and we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 6.
Thanks, Darren. Cheers.